The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey now, say now, what's good, y'all? It's Dev the Protector. It's about time to watch your head for the day. I'm hoping everyone's day was blessed, and let's get into what causes the stress. Injuries.
What is a torn ligament? Let's start with that. A torn ligament is a stretching or tearing of ligaments and fibrous tissues that connects your bones and joints. So let's talk about where your ligaments are. Your ligaments are in your knees, your elbows, your shoulders, your ankles, and basically just anywhere where you can like bend your body. So like when you can maneuver your neck around, you can maneuver your ankles around, your elbow pivot joints kind of just bend. So that's where all your ligaments are, and it's how you move those bones in your body so you could bend, walk, stretch, all those good things. Now let's talk about how serious a torn ligament can be. All my athletes know how it is to be out for a certain amount of time due to an injury, and a torn ligament obviously isn't one that you want to have. It restricts your movement and like your pivots, your turns, or just how you twist your leg. Some aren't as serious as others are. There's three grades to a ligament tear. So the grade one tear, the ligament could heal in about to 3 good weeks with the proper treatment and rest. So you can't strain it anymore. You can't try and play on it, or you will obviously make it worse, as a NBA player did that goes by Kevin Durant. He had a grade one tear in his Achilles and tore his Achilles and made him out for a year and a half. So you don't want to make it worse. With a grade two tear, which is considered a moderate ligament tear, you'll be out for about 8 weeks. And that's if you don't strain it more and if you take care of it and do all the proper treatment. So you'll be out for a minimum of 8 weeks. And then with a grade three, which is way more on the serious side, could leave you out for months or up to a year, which is a complete tear in your ligament. But the most vulnerable part to tear your ligaments are in your knees and your ankles and like the back of your leg, which is where your Achilles is, because they carry like basically all the weight in your body. The most common way to tear a ligament is from twisting and turning the body parts, and landing awkwardly will also lead to a tear in the ligament. As a basketball player, I've seen it happen to a few players before, and you can hear the pop in their ligament. So it happens in basketball, tennis, football, just all the sports that require a stop and go and turning and just maneuvering your body in awkward ways that sometimes your body's not really supposed to do. Now we're going to talk about the knee, the ACLs, just where you can tear your ligaments at. So first we're going to talk about the knee ligaments. So the ligaments that you could tear are your ACL, your MCL, or your LCL. And you can also have a kneecap dislocation. But let's first talk about the ACL. The ACL is the tissue that connects the thigh bone to the shin bone in your knee, which is a very expensive part of your body. Most ACL injuries occur during the main pivotal sport, so basketball, soccer, football, sometimes in skiing as well, and tennis. But it's a very serious injury. When you tear your ACL, you're out for a year's time and you have to do rehab. Another big one is the MCL. MCL tear is the damage to the medial collateral ligament, which is a major ligament that's located on the inner side of your knee. So it's kind of in the inside of your kneecap, on the inside of your leg. The LCL is this injury is mostly caused by pressure, and it like pushes the knee joint from the inside, which it results in stress on the outside part of the joint. So it's on the outside of your knee, and it goes all the way down your leg. Now we're going to talk about the ankle ligament injuries and the ankle sprains. The ones that are very dangerous also the Achilles tear or like a rupture. The ACL, the Achilles is a really big one, as I told you about Kevin Durant. And then the shoulder ligament injuries or shoulder dislocation, the AC joint injury, and the rotator cuff tear. Shoulder dislocation, we'll talk about the shoulder dislocation another episode, about the dislocation episode that we'll have later down along the lines. The AC joint injury is when the capsule and the ligaments are injured and the joint can't become unstable and painful. The shoulder function can be affected as well. It normally happens when you fall directly on your shoulder. So like in basketball, when you go up high, try and get a rebound, or when you dunk, or you just land awkward, you kind of land on your side, or you get knocked over, land directly on your shoulder. That's when an AC joint injury occurs. And it kind of feels like a bruise, but it's a lot more severe than a bruise. And it takes a little bit longer to heal. Another one is the wrist and the hand ligament injuries, which are the fingers and the thumb sprains. The finger thumb sprains are common injuries where a ligament stretches or like tears when your thumb and your thumb and your joints. In a severe thumb sprain, your ligaments can be partially or like basically completely torn, which most of the time requires surgery because it won't heal correctly by itself. The treatment for the thumb sprain often involves also a lot of rest. So if you keep using your thumb in like everyday activities, which you kind of need to do, if you don't splint it and use like physical therapy, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. And it's never going to completely heal the right way or really heal if it's all the way torn at all. I also had this injury like this past summer to like a mild grade 1 sprain in my thumb, and I couldn't like palm a basketball anymore and just like basically use my thumb at a high level like I normally do. So I had to kind of use my left hand for most of the stuff because my right thumb was just spraying really bad. But I kind of kept playing on it even though I shouldn't have. So don't take my advice, I'm playing on it, but do not play on it when you have an injury, guys. But yeah, smart not to. And then there's also a spinal ligament, such as like neck sprains, back ligament sprains, whiplash, and text neck. So a neck sprain is a stretched ligament or a muscle in the neck. And the neck sprain may occur when without any obvious injuries sometimes. And you probably wouldn't even know sometimes if it really happened, because it'll just feel like a little crick in your neck. But it's caused by like sudden impact with an object. So like kind of like when you get hit in the head, sometimes you think you're fine, but it's really like a lot worse than what you thought it was. Kind of same thing when it's in your neck, and you'll start to know like day by day when you start feeling it, when you just try and turn your neck, feel a little sprain in it, just little issues on trying to turn. And then the back ligament sprain. So there's this thing called a lumbar sprain. It's caused when ligaments are torn from their attachments, like the tough, it's like the tough bands of tissues that hold bones together. This normally comes from overuse or poor use. So this one's not really, I wouldn't say a sports one, but like people who work or like carry boxes or big architect guys, they carry around big metal pieces when they're building and they start to wear and tear on their body. Also like UPS guys, they use this, they have these certain injuries while they're at work because they're carrying around big weights and straining their back all the time. Also with the neck sprain, just straining their backs and necks, just hunched over, driving all day and not really like giving themselves time to rest because they work all day, basically every day, because they're always doing deliveries. And it's a serious one for them, especially in that aspect. But let's talk about the heal process now. If you have a mild ligament tear, like a minor ankle sprain, you may be able to probably just treat it at home by icing. You can talk to your doctor, and they'll probably recommend you to the RICE therapy protocol, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. But for several tears, you should see a doctor who can actually examine you and perform some tests to make a good observation and tell you exactly how to really treat your injury for wherever it's at, because they're professionals at what they're doing and they know exactly how to deal with their particular injury. The treatment plan for the ligament tears will vary, kind of just depend on where exactly the location of your tear is at. It's kind of a little bit different for your Achilles, for your knee, for your elbow joints, for your shoulder joints, your back joints, your neck joints. Just a little bit different everywhere. So some places may require a cast, or some may require crutches, and you may even need surgery if it's a big tear that's completely torn in the ligament. But after surgery, or even if it's just rest or immobilization, you may require physical therapy, have to do a lot of rehab to get back to where you were before, to help your injury heal better and heal quicker, even though you'll be out for a pretty good long time. But there also are injuries where you could go talk to a doctor and it can help you come back from even 24 to 72 hours quicker than you could before. So just getting in there, getting to the doctors and just talking to them, having them help you out could help your career and save you some time and help you get back to the field or the court quicker. If you don't go to the hospital to get these things checked out, your symptoms can get a lot worse and your pain can just keep getting worse and worse and worse, and that's not really what you want to do. You want to heal as an athlete. You want to get back on the field, on the court, and just help your team win and make sure you can have your bright future. But now let's talk about the RICE therapy protocols. So we talked about it earlier, the RICE. RICE stands for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. So first, let's talk about rest. Rest means don't bear weight on the injured body part for at least 1 or 2 days. And don't lift anything in the injured area. So if you're injured in the wrist, you don't want to be picking things up really with your hands for the first few days at all. If you're injured in your elbow joints, so where you bend, or if you're a basketball player, you don't want to be on a court shooting and stressing it and making it any worse. And you don't want to be like reaching for things. You want to just relax, take a few days off, and just chill. If it's your shoulder, you obviously don't want to be in the gym working on your shoulders, trying to strengthen it without the physical therapy's way of doing it. You don't want to be out there just doing things on your own and trying to build your shoulder muscle back to what it was before you got injured. Because that's how you could re-injure your injury a lot quicker than you should. So probably smart to just take the rest for the rest part of it. And now let's talk about the ice. Put ice or a cold pack on an injury for 10 minutes or every 30 minutes to an hour for the first 2 to 3 days. You can use what I use is when it's too cold, you can use like a paper towel to wrap the ice for your skin so your skin can deal with the ice. Or if you're strong-minded, you could use the ice and just put it directly on your skin for about 10 to 15 minutes. Most people can wrap it up in like a cloth, but you're really not supposed to put ice directly on your skin. It's not recommended, so most people should just try and get like a paper towel or a washcloth and wrap the ice in that. That's probably the smart thing to do. And now we're going to get to the C in the RICE, which is the compression. The compression is when you wrap the injured area with an elastic bandage or use a compression sleeve that's meant for like kind of just like basically simple kinds of injuries. So everybody's seen like pre-wrap and KT tape or like bandage wrap, and you can kind of just tighten it up and just wrap it around your area so it's like gives it a little bit of heat to wrap the area in and keeps the area kind of swollen in a good way. And now let's talk about elevation. Elevation keeps the injured area above the level of your heart. This is the easiest to do when you just lie down. So if you just lie down and relax and just do everything that you're supposed to do, you'll be back in a jiffy. So nice talking to you guys for the week. Everybody enjoy your day. Stay blessed.